Ottawa, Canada's unemployment rate ticked down in January as the labor market added 76,000 jobs, beating economist expectations for the month and furthering speculation the Bank of Canada could decide against an interest rate cut next month. The jobless rate ticked down 0.1 percentage points to 6.6%, marking the second straight monthly decline after peaking at 6.9% in November, Statistics Canada reported on Friday. Economists polled by Reuters had expected only about a third of those new jobs, and for the unemployment rate to rise slightly. In Saskatchewan, unemployment province-wide dropped to 5.4% from 6% in December. In Saskatoon, the unemployment rate dropped from 5% in December to 4.8% in January. Regina went the other direction, with a slight uptick in unemployment from 6.8% in December to 7% in January. "We've got an incredibly strong job market that's got some serious momentum behind it," said Derek Holt, vice president and head of capital markets economics for Scotiabank, in an interview. "I think what this means is that there's a very, very high bar for the Bank of Canada to be contemplating any further rate cuts in the near term." Holt said the question is what's driving the strong numbers. He speculated perhaps the trade war rhetoric from U.S. President Donald Trump has shaken companies' confidence to invest, and in turn they're hiring more workers to meet production needs. Maybe Donald Trump is making Canada's job market great again. The manufacturing sector carried the largest employment gains, adding 33,000 jobs, a third of those in Ontario alone. Statistics Canada highlighted the manufacturing sector in its monthly report, saying nearly 40% of the 1.9 million manufacturing jobs depend on U.S. demand for Canadian exports. In the automotive sector, nearly 70% of manufacturing jobs depend on U.S. demand. The relevance of the figures comes amid economic tensions between the two countries, where Trump has threatened a 25% tariff on all imported Canadian goods, and Canada has warned it would retaliate. Trump paused his tariff plan for a month on Monday after commitments from Canada to designate cartels as terrorist entities and appoint a fentanyl czar to act as a liaison between the two countries, among other commitments. Statistics Canada reported across all sectors, full-time employment rose by 35,000 in January, with another 40,900 part-time jobs. The public sector lost 8,400 jobs in the month, however, and wage growth continued to decelerate in January, the report said. Hourly wages increased at a rate of 3.5% year-over-year in January, down from 4% growth in December. The Bank of Canada signaled in January that further interest rate cuts would be contingent on economic data continuing to look soft, said RBC Assistant Chief Economist Nathan Janssen in an interview. "Based on that firmer labor market data for January, that would increase the odds that they maybe slow the pace of interest rate cuts and forego a rate cut in March." Andrew Grantham, senior economist at CIBC Capital Markets, said the report was clearly very positive, but believes rates still need to move lower. "Even after the improvement seen during the past 2 months, the unemployment rate is still only just back to where it stood in October, and is still consistent with a labor market with plenty of slack," he said in a note to clients. "We continue to think that even lower interest rates will be needed for the economy to fully absorb that slack, particularly given heightened trade uncertainty which could impact hiring decisions ahead. The Bank of Canada will have more data to consider before it meets on March 12, including another jobs report and inflation data." Annual inflation dipped to 1.8% in December, according to the latest Statistics Canada reading. The next report for January is due out on February 18. Royce Mendez, managing director and head of macro strategy at Desjardins, said the central bank might choose to hold rates steady in March if no tariffs are implemented before then. "With inflation holding steady around the 2% target and wage growth cooling to an annual pace of just 3.5% in today's numbers, the good news is that central bankers have some flexibility to respond if a shock hits the economy," he said. Rates have risen across the Government of Canada yield curve, and the Canadian dollar has appreciated in light of the surprisingly strong data. This report by the Canadian Press was first published February 7, 2025. Nick Murray, The Canadian Press. This story has been updated to include numbers from Saskatchewan, Regina, and Saskatoon.